AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Delana Dixon, joins us. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Mr. Shooter?
Very, very well, my friend. We have so much gossip, lots of breaking news too, that I really want to get to. So let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is
it's tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, who we feel like we've been talking about for days now, because every day there's another bombshell. These are the two anchors, the hosts of Good Morning America 3. Now they have officially been suspended. They've been taken off air.
Ooh.
So on Monday, the president of ABC, Kim Goodwin, announced on an internal call that the hosts would not be on the show that day at 1 o'clock. I watched the show, Misty, and they barely mentioned them at the very top of the show. The two people replacing them said they're taking a day off. We do not know if they're going to be back today, tomorrow, if they are coming back at all. Insiders tell me something's going on, because if you remember, the scandal broke last week and they were allowed to host the show on Thursday, on Friday. So something happened over the weekend.
Yes. Somebody actually took a nap and realized maybe this wasn't the best PR. There is a statement that my grandmother used to say. I'm going to clean it up a little bit, but it was basically, don't poop where you eat. And I understand sometimes we can't control our emotions when it comes to love, but you gotta make sure if you're a public figure that you have everything checked off before you have a new love affair, especially if it's your on-air co-worker.
On-air co-host. It's reported that his wife was blindsided by this, that Amy had separated from her husband a couple of months ago, but I don't think he knew about this. Now, the president on the call said the following: after a lot of thought, I'm taking Amy and TJ off air so we can figure this out. She went on to say that the alleged affair was not a violation of company policy. However, the decision to pull them off the show was more about protecting the brand of Good Morning America. So Good Morning America is on for 2 hours every morning with Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos, Michael Strahan, and then Amy and TJ, They host the third hour, which even though they tape it in the morning, it doesn't air until a little later in the day. So what they're worried about is this third hour, all the scandal around the third hour is going to complicate the first 2 hours, which means Robin Roberts. And if you know anything about ABC, Robin is the boss and she's not someone to mess with. And Robin and the people around GMA, the big GMA, are like, this brand earns millions of dollars for ABC News. It doesn't come from the entertainment division. The money, the staff comes from the news division. So I guess it's very hard to have a news show and the biggest story in the news is about your two anchors.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, you have to think about the type of viewers that are watching. How do they feel about this? And when what's going on behind the scenes overshadows what you're doing, it's just really hard to be objective and have stories that speak about, what if somebody else is having an affair? You can't speak about it with any sense of of just impartiality. So I'm sure they'll figure it out and somehow they'll come to a conclusion. But for right now, the only thing you can do is pull the people while you try to figure it out.
Pull them. They did it for 2 days. What I'm told is over the weekend, potentially more people have come forward to talk about him. There's a new report that before Amy, he was having an affair with another staff member, a producer on the show. That's been reported out there. We can't confirm it. I'm told there are more issues, more problems that have not exactly come forward yet, but are bubbling up. And now ABC are worried that this could get much bigger. It's interesting. We've done gossip for a long time. It starts with a whisper. I love that song, but it's true. It starts with a whisper, Misty. And then the whisper gets a little louder and a little louder and a little louder. So I think just to cover their own bottom for the moment, ABC are playing this super, super safe. Maybe no more accusations, reports will come forward. I'm told they will. We shall find out very, very soon. But I think this is just about playing it really, really safe. But we want to know what you think about this, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have been taken off air by the ABC News chief amid the scandal rumours. Should they be permanently taken off the air? Should they be fired? Oh, it's a big question today. Go and vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Misty Love, what are you working on?
Well, it's about Prince Harry. Now, he worried that his wife, Meghan Markle, would end up like his mom, Princess Diana. Now, this is all coming out of the new Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan, which is premiering on the network December 8th. We cannot wait. We are like with bated breath waiting for this show. But basically, he was just afraid of the bad treatment that women get when they enter the firm. So the pain and suffering women marry into this institution, this feeding frenzy, Harry says, as footage of his late mother, Princess Diana, as well as tabloid covers display on the screen. I realize they're never going to protect you. This is what Meghan added. And Harry just says, I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself, just like I've repeated myself. What do you have to say about this, Mr. Shooter?
Wow. This is not subtle, Misty. They are going for it. So there was some debate about what this docuseries would be. They wanted to make it clear it was not a reality show, but really it is. This feels like a reality show. It looks like a reality show. And it's also, let's be honest, Misty, it's being produced like a reality show. They are going for it and making comparisons with Princess Diana and the way Meghan and Harry are treated. Where they're going to get themselves in trouble, and they already have, is one of the images they used. It's looks like hundreds of photographers stalking Meghan. It's actually a photograph from the Harry Potter premiere. So all those photographers were not waiting outside the palace for Meghan. It was stock footage. It was old footage that they took from Harry Potter. I think if they're going to make these wild claims, and they're entitled to, they should be really careful about backing it up. And I would encourage them, if you're listening, hello, 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 to make sure all your T's are crossed and your eyes are checked too. I want all this stuff to be just so, because you know the haters are going to come after you. You know it's going to happen, Meghan. You know Harry. So if you want to use an example or show a visual, often in television, if you talk about somebody on a phone, they'll show a picture of a phone. If you talk about Angelina Jolie while you're talking, they put up footage of Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. So if they're talking about being chased by the paparazzi, they've got to show some footage, but make sure it is footage of Meghan and Harry being chased, not the premiere of Harry Potter.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, talking of a celebrity couple who don't get that much press, actually, but they will do now. It's Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse, who are making their red carpet debut after 4 years of dating. Ooh. Misty. They waited 4 years, so the two of them have travelled to a men's fashion show. I think he's the face of Dior, and they're doing their fashion show in Egypt, and the two of them went to Egypt. As I said, they've been dating for 4 years. They walked the carpet together. I get this. So while they're in London and he's got his movies, or in LA or New York, she might go out shopping or to dinner or maybe stay at the hotel. If you're going to go all the way to Egypt, I think you might as well walk the carpet while you're there. But let me remind the two of them that the world now, even in Egypt, the world is electronic, and you can send a photograph or put it on a website in a matter of seconds. So if they were hoping to do this sort of on the down low in Egypt, that doesn't exist anymore. The world's a very small place.
It is, but they also might feel it's been 4 years. People know if we're going to go anywhere, we're going to go to a place where we're not necessarily mobbed by the paparazzi, even though they might get a picture. I mean, look, she's 30. He's around 38 years old. So they may be thinking about next steps. And if they're married, you know, people are going to see pictures of them together. So maybe they're just testing the waters. See how it goes.
Yeah, so a source, an insider, told E! That they were very close. They were cuddly. They kissed many times. Aww. He was very affectionate. He had his arm around her the whole time. We found out about these two in June 2018 after the paparazzi caught them kissing in London. They've kept their relationship sort of on the down low, but insiders tell me during the pandemic in 2020, 2 years ago, Misty, that's when they found themselves really, really getting serious, because they quarantined together. Insiders are adding they're in no rush to get engaged. 4 years, Misty. I mean, I think 4 years, it's time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they might be ready for the next stage. Babies might be on the mind. Mm-hmm. But they're celebrities and they play by their own rules. The fact that they've been together 4 years, with or without a marriage, is a success.
That's
in
right.
Hollywood.
That's right. Hey, what are you working on with Khloe Kardashian? Someone that hasn't been so successful in relationships.
I know. So she's put some cryptic relationship advice or thoughts on social media. So she's dated guys, you know, Lamar Odom, that didn't work out, her marriage. Yep. French Montana.
Oh, that's right.
Tristan Thompson. Ooh. Mm-hmm. So she basically wrote advice of the day. You can't make someone love you by giving them more of what they don't already appreciate. Ooh. And then she went on and she said more. She said, things have a miraculous way of working out. Trust that. Really proud of the way I've been bouncing back from things that destroy me. So she deleted these after a little bit of time. But I think she's saying that she's been through these tough relationships. They really have tested her. And you can't make someone love you who doesn't appreciate what you're offering. So, Rob, what kind of advice can we give her about positive love?
I think she's given pretty good advice. What my question is why are you doing it on social media? Sometimes I worry that these people live in the spotlight. There's nothing about their lives that is private just for them. I worry that they don't have any friends or any real people in their lives that they can talk to about love and romance or struggles. You know, having a fan base, it must be lovely. And having hundreds of millions of followers, it must be fantastic. But I also think, too, we all need just that one or two special people in our lives that are real, that are not on social media, but are real friends. Maybe I'm old-fashioned about it, Mr. But I sometimes worry that Chloe doesn't have that.
I mean, she has her sisters, and I guess those are people she can talk to. But, you know, sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're sitting in bed and you're reflecting on your life. And if you have the opportunity to go online and make a message that you know millions of people are going to write back and give you a feeling of support and we that's with you, girls, that's what she's going for. And I can understand that.
She wanted some love and she reached out to her fan base and they are there to love. Hey, quickly before we get a break. Remember Jesse James, who was married to Sandra Bullock? Big, hunky, burly guy covered in tattoos. Well, Sandra and Jesse broke up after a really ugly, lots of ugly allegations that he was cheating. Well, now his pregnant wife, his new wife, is claiming that he cheated on her too, and she has filed for divorce. So the former porn star, her name is Bonnie Rotten, that's not her real name, name that she goes by in the adult industry, said on social media that while she was pregnant, in fact, while she was getting a sonogram, her husband Jesse James was busy effing other women. That's what she said, not me. She wrote in a separate post, quote, "I'm so hurt by everything he has done to me. He didn't give an F about anybody but himself and truly is a disgusting human being." Now, I believe in second chances. I was furious at what he did to Sandra Bullock. I was really angry about it. But I thought that as time went by, he would grow. Yes, he remarried. He's not really in the spotlight as much. I mean, Sandra Bullock's a superstar. But I wished him the best. And I thought he would have learned a lesson. Clearly, he didn't.
Oh, no, he hasn't. I'm sure my grandmother would have had another saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. Oh. And I believe he's there have been conversations about him not being faithful to other women in his life. So this is something that's out there. And when you know somebody has that reputation, you have to make a decision, go into it thinking, this is something that might happen. And it's interesting because she's using social media as well. But I think in this case, she wanted to put him on blast.
This wasn't about looking for a friend. This is about destroying him. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Miss D, let's get to the polls. Yesterday, we talked about Robin Roberts, who is furious at Amy Robach and TJ Holmes for their messy scandal at Good Morning America. Should Robin mind her own business? So that's the question. We've all worked with people who butt their nose in, but Robin technically is the boss, so maybe this is her business. Let's have a look. Should Robin mind her own business? 60%, the majority, said yes. Robin should mind her own business. I don't know on this one, Misty. She has worked so hard to build that brand up. GMA used to be way in second place. Now I think it's number one. It beats the Today Show. And I think a lot of that credit goes to Robin Roberts. So they can do whatever they want in their free time. But if it affects Robin's job and Robin's credibility, then I do believe she has a voice in this. What do you think?
I think when it starts messing with your money, I think that's the bottom line here. When people start messing with my money, I'm going to say something. And I think that's exactly what Miss Robin Robin's doing here.
You're so right, Miss D. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Gisele Bündchen because she went on to Disney World in a rare trip since, you know, obviously divorcing Tom Brady. You know, it's considered the happiest place on the earth.
That's right.
So the supermodel, she's on her Instagram account. She's talking about just She went to Walt Disney World in Florida. She's entering the park. She went to the Tower of Terror. Are we supposed to read into that, Giselle?
Maybe.
And so she had the caption on some of the photos, just chilling.
Chilling.
You know, she enjoyed a Mickey Mouse-shaped treat. I mean, she saw an Incredibles-themed backdrop. And she's doing all this before her daughter's 10th birthday. And later this week, she's going to celebrate her son's Benjamin's 13th birthday.
Wow, busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
Happiest place on earth.
I love this, Giselle. I love it. Go out, live your life. Like, divorce isn't death. You live your life, and you've got two beautiful children. It's nice to see Giselle out. It is a very rare sighting of her. So you're our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. This is a little cheeky, this one. So Theo James is my new obsession. I love this show called White Lotus. Ooh. It's season two of White Lotus, and there's a nude scene in the show where he is a very healthy boy. Let me put it like that. He's enormous in the show. So it's not full frontal nudity, but you get to see his bits and pieces. Finally, he was asked, is that really you? He said, no, it's a prosthetic penis that he wore on the show. And he said even he was shocked when he saw the size of it. He said, quote, it's like she stole it off a donkey in the field. The thing is ginormous. So if you're watching it, we're in for a really crazy finale. If you're not watching it, you might want to check it out. But let me just warn you, it's really out there. It's naughty, naughty, naughty.
Oh, goodness gracious. I just wonder, how does that work?
I don't know, Miss Dia. We can't get into it. We're not that sort of show. But I don't know how it all sticks together. Let's move on. We're terrible.
Yes.
Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote from Lady Gaga, and I have to remind myself of this all the time. There can be 100 people in the room, and 99 don't believe in you, but one does. That's all you need. You just need one yes in life. One good yes. The trick is how to get back up when the 99 say no. It's easy. Once you get the yes, life's easy, isn't it? It's the 99 occasions you get the no that you really have to think about you, what you want, and then you have to get back up. I promise you, if you haven't found your yes yet, whether it be in love, in money, in a job, in happiness, it's out there. I promise you it's out there. Hold on. It will come. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.